Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 3 through 10. The Reverend Rob Wurst is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from St. Paul's second letter to the Thessalonians, the first chapter. The Holy Apostle writes, "We ought always to give thanks to God for you, brothers, as is right, because your faith is growing abundantly, and the love of every one of you for one another is increasing. Therefore, we ourselves boast about you in the churches of God for your steadfastness and faith in all your persecutions and in the afflictions that you are enduring. This is evidence of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be considered worthy of the kingdom of God for which you are also suffering. Since indeed God considers it just to repay with affliction those who afflict you, and to grant relief to you who are afflicted as well as to us, when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, inflicting vengeance on those who do not know God, and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. They will suffer the punishment of eternal destruction, away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his might, when he comes on that day to be glorified in his saints and to be marveled at among all who have believed, because our testimony to you was believed." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Apostle Paul writes to the Christians in Thessalonica, "We ought always to give thanks to God for you." But what he writes there is actually much stronger than what the English conveys. He says we are bound. We are obligated. This is a debt that must be paid. We are bound to pray, to give thanks to God. That we have an obligation to the brotherhood of Christians to pray for them, to thank God for the faith that he gives to them. We see in them that God's grace has increased and overflowed to the point that St. Paul says he is obligated to thank God for this great work that he has done in them. That these are they whose faith has grown and borne such fruit, and that their mutual charity to each other increases. It's a miracle. These are they of whom Jesus speaks in his words about the end times. These are the sheep who live among the goats. They are the virgins who are waiting. They are those who are persecuted for Jesus' name. For it is true that faith grows most when it is pressed and suffers for the sake of Christ. It strengthens its roots in the Word. So when the winds bend against us, when the rains slash, when the storms envelop us on every side, it is the Lord who steadies us and gives us strength to stand. Paul sees this in the Christians in Thessalonica, and so he says, "I'm bound to give God thanks for such a gift that he's given you." In this, our psychological age, in this age of scientism, which only looks to things that are observed, people see things quite the opposite of what the scriptures say. Struggles weaken us, and we have to go running to someone to ask for help. Storms of life batter, and we retreat into ourselves. We do not see suffering for the faith as a good thing. We always ask, "Why me? What did I do wrong?" Our eyes have not been watchful for the Lord. We are, as Chaplain said yesterday, very sleepy virgins. And being sleepy, we don't pray. Certainly, when have we thanked God for the increase of faith that he sends to us via affliction and persecution? Our prayers falter during those times. They don't strengthen. We have very little sense of obligation to thank God for the gifts that he sends us that point us back to him. Back to our Lord Jesus Christ in his return on the great day. And so today, Christians, you are pointed to Jesus. Look to him, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. For after a light and the light and momentary afflictions that we suffer for his sake, we will be with him in paradise. And that's something to look forward to. What a blessed thing it is to suffer for his name. St. Paul says, the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. And again he says, rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. Do you see how suffering is tied to the last day? If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. It's a good thing to suffer for Jesus. His is the name which is above all names. Jesus, our King, our Lord, our Savior. There is no other name under heaven by which we will be saved. It is a beautiful name that he places upon his people, for he says, where my name is, there I am to bless. And so with the Christians of all times and places, we gladly suffer insult and derision. People look at us looking for the last day. When we see clouds, we're thinking of the last day, and they say, what fools they are. And yet we're not. For the name of Jesus, we are glad to be ignored, to be slandered, even to suffer death. For Jesus, who is God with us, saves us from our sin. He takes on our flesh and goes where we cannot and would not go. He willingly obeys his Father, drinks down the cup of wrath for us. And for us, that becomes a cup of salvation, which we lift up and praise his holy name. For us, he suffers, dies, and is laid into the tomb, that we, by his shed blood, are purified and washed and given the white robe of the Virgin. By his resurrection, we are given eternal life, the promise of salvation, to daily eat of the tree of life, and in him we are engraved and written into the book of life. Yes, you are the baptized, baptized into his holy name, given the Holy Spirit, having received the enlightenment of faith, grace ever flowing from the font. His name is pronounced over you when you confess and are absolved. Shame and guilt are freely lifted off of you and removed as far as east is from the west. What a pleasant picture that is. Christ's own body and blood are given unto our tongues, that we might lift up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. Shall we not be as Peter and John were, who rejoiced and thanked God for being beaten for the name of Jesus? Paul himself rejoices many times at suffering for Christ. Let us not shrink from it, but run to it. For chiefly are we bound to praise our Lord Jesus Christ for his gifts. So don't be afraid. The Lord will settle accounts at the end. Relief will come when Jesus returns with the shout of the archangel and the sound of the trumpet. All we do is remain faithful to stand, knowing that he will come soon to be glorified in his saints, to be marveled at among all who have believed, because our testimony to you was believed. That'll be the picture on the last day. The people will look at the great crowd of Christians and go, Jesus did this, and he saved them, and we rejected it. Woe is us. But we will be marveled at, along with our Lord. And so when faith is revealed in the last day, when the sheep are separated from the goats, when the prepared virgins are taken into the wedding feast, it will be a marvelous thing to behold, a day of feasting and joy. And so with the Holy Apostle, then, we are obligated, we are bound to give God thanks because he gives us an increase of faith. He is with us in our suffering and our affliction for his name's sake. And we always say, help us, Lord Jesus. We believe, help thou our unbelief. Send your Spirit that our heads would be lifted up, that we would pray fervently for the day of our salvation, your great return in glory, and thank you, Jesus, for the afflictions and trials which always point us back to you and your great salvation. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus, quickly come. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.